And all this week, we've been paying close attention to Greece as it slides into default and possibly out of the European Monetary Union. One place where the Greek plight is resonating loudly is Spain. Spaniards, too, have suffered from sky-high unemployment and harsh austerity measures as they pay off a massive debt. As in Greece, in Spain, a leftist party fighting drastic spending cuts has gained popularity. But as Lauren Freire reports from Madrid, that may be where the stories of the Spaniards and the Greeks diverge.
It's not a crisis, it's a ripoff, yelled protesters in central Madrid this week, rallying in support of Greece's embattled left-wing government. They were joined by Pablo Iglesias, the 36-year-old ponytailed leader of Spain's anti-austerity party, Podemos. Iglesias called the Greek prime minister his brother and said the work of the International Monetary Fund amounts to financial terrorism.
In my opinion, IMF and the German government are attacking democracy. The problem is not Greece. The problem is Europe. We want to fight and we want to struggle for Europe, for Greece and for democracy.
Hashtag Voy con Grecia, I'm with Greece, is trending on Twitter this week in Spain. Podemos won seats on city councils across Spain this spring and wants to oust the ruling conservatives in general elections this fall. Polls show Iglesias has a shot at being Spain's next prime minister. But Spaniards are watching what's unfolding in Greece, with banks closed and lines at ATMs. One Podemos supporter, college student Eduardo Bravo, says that could scare Spaniards away from voting for an anti-austerity party here at home.
Like if Greece finally go out of the euro and what happened is bad, of course people from Spain might think, okay, they have similar ideologies and all that, so we might be in the same position and we obviously don't want that.
Spain's ruling conservatives have pounced on that sentiment. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy constantly points out the similarities between Spanish and Greek leftists and how different the Spanish economy is now. Spaniards can rest easy, Rajoy told a party conference this week. Because of our efforts, what's happening in Greece won't happen here. Those efforts included reforming the labor market, overhauling Spanish banks, and increasing exports to produce some of the fastest economic growth in Europe, even faster than Germany. Spain has come a long way since its 41 billion euro bank bailout from Europe 3 years ago. That economic success story, coupled with what's playing out in Greece right now, could win Rajoy re-election and halt Podemos in its tracks, says analyst Antonio Roldan at the Eurasia Group.
It's relatively easy to support the poor Greek in all this mess. Having said that, the day of the election, for many Spaniards that say, look, it's true, poor Greeks, but I'm going to make sure that given that my cousin and my sister have found a job, let's make sure that we don't make mistakes here.
Spanish elections are planned for this fall, but powerful members of the ruling party are arguing for elections to be moved up to take advantage of voter unease over the chaos in Greece. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.